Jesus is alive. This is not a time to mourn. It's a time to rejoice. You see, if we understand what happened, we will praise him. Hallelujah. The foundation of the Christian faith is based on the resurrection. If he hadn't risen, it will be the same like any other religion. And you will not even be sure that what you believed is the truth you've believed. But he got up and said, look, all that what I said is true. And all the promises I gave you, it will happen. And for me, it strengthened my faith. Amen. In fact, if Jesus hadn't risen, our message would have no meaning. Before he died, even in the Old Testament, there were prophecies spoken about his death and resurrection. He himself said to his disciples that I will die, and in 3 days, I will resurrect. He said it, but his disciples didn't understand. Sometimes when God speaks, we don't understand it until something is happening. They forgot that he said it. Unfortunately, or fortunately, the Pharisees and the others remembered it. Disciples forgot it, saying, sir, we remember while he was still alive, how that deceiver, you see how they call him, if he hadn't resurrected, he would have been a deceiver. But he proved to them that he is not a deceiver. Said, after 3 days, I will rise. So this is not a strange thing. But because the human mind could not comprehend that somebody can die and 3 days the person can resurrect, all of us forgot. That is the reason why they asked for soldiers. They send their soldiers to go and watch, because they don't watch over dead bodies. When Jesus was alive, he didn't have bodyguards. But after his death, they gave him bodyguards to guide his tomb. Because I believe that they believed it. Or they thought something was going to happen. His disciple will come and take the body away. Later, come and tell that what he said has happened. But his disciples themselves have forgotten. They never remembered that he said it before all of them. They were the closest. So sometimes preaching, God can speak. A preaching can come. But those close might not understand it. He spoke to the crowd. Disciples were the closest. In fact, it might be the disciple that he was speaking to. But they forgot. Ask somebody, what word of God have you forgotten? God speaks. But in time of our trouble, we forget. But that is the very word he said that will preserve us. They remembered. So they put a guard there, making sure that no foul deal come. But so they made sure the tomb was properly what? Sealed. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. Not only the stone, not only sealing it, but they added a guard. What can then enter, even if he got up? That's why they said, look, let's make it such a way that even if he gets up, he can't come out. Some of our lives, the enemy has placed your life under and said, put you in a certain place and said, look, even if they liberate you, but the resurrection power has no limitation. Nothing can limit it. Nothing, no stone, no seal, no God can stop the resurrection power in your life. Amen. Then that morning came. The Bible said the guards were waiting and watching. They were in their tent, watching now. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary and Magdalene and other Mary came to see the tomb. That morning came. There was something that happened. The guards were standing there and they saw something and they felt something. There was an earthquake. And behold, there was what? Say, great earthquake. Not small one. Great what? Great earthquake. The resurrection power. Why did the earthquake? For the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. If I believe that the reason why the angel came and rolled it is not because Jesus couldn't come out. In fact, he has no problem coming out. With the resurrection body, he can pass through all. But for you to believe, but they will still think he is still in the tomb. It wasn't the angel that resurrected him. After he got up, and went out, the angel came and said, for a testimony, for people to know that this man has come out, they open. If not, after showing himself to his disciples, people will still say, even the disciples, you know, how many know that the disciples, they found it very difficult to believe that he was Jesus resurrected. It was more difficult for them to believe than you now. Because they followed, John followed him. And they followed him to the cross. You remember he told the mother of John before he died. John was standing there. So he saw this man, and when Roman soldiers kill you, they've killed you. They know how to kill you. And they can certify that you are dead. They have people, doctors that will make sure you're dead. Because they were even going to break his bones. Then after checking, they were sure that the man was dead before they released the body. So he didn't fall into coma. He actually died. Even if he fell into coma, with the spear and all the things he went through, by 3 days, the sore and the pain alone will not make you walk straight like that and tell them, peace unto you. No. This Jesus, the tomb was open. One, for the world to know that he's out. Two, to help Mary and the rest, because their concern was the stone. They didn't have the chance to embalm, anoint him. So they wanted to go and just pour some oil on this or something, and they didn't know how they could go there. While they were going, I thank God, and they got up. And because of the Sabbath, they couldn't go at that time. They waited until the Sabbath was over. The rest time was over. Now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, there are so many Marys, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Unfortunately, the men who were always armor bearing and driving people away. They all ran away. The women remembered that, look, even in your death, we are still with you. Men, don't be angry with me. The man will say, oh, if he's dead, he's dead. The woman still want to follow it. So early in the morning, the bold spies is ready. But they forgot that Jesus had told them that they wouldn't have time to anoint him. When Mary Magdalene, is it Mary Magdalene? When he, that perfume, that expensive perfume, when he was pouring it, and the disciples wanted to stop Judas. It was Judas. He said, oh, this expensive oil. Look at how you are wasting it. They're poor. Some people care for the poor more than Jesus. He could have helped 40 poor people. He could give them lunch. That's good. After lunch, are they going to live or they're going to die? There's something that can give them eternal life. And that is what he was doing. So he said, look, this woman is anointing my body for my death. Because they won't have time to do that. But Jesus said, let her alone. She has kept this for the day of what? My burial. You see, all that happened, Jesus knew it. So Mary, you have done it. Even though I was not dead, because you wouldn't have the time to do it. And this is the time you're doing it. So anytime you have any opportunity to do good, don't wait. Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Say, oh, Charlie, next time, not next time, if it comes into your heart, now is the time. If there's any time for you to preach the gospel, don't wait. Now is the time. So they went there, trying to, we didn't do it, so let's go and do it. Meanwhile, they have done it. There wasn't need for them to do it. By the time they went, Jesus had left the tomb. So they were wondering, who will roll away the stone for us? So many questions. We are all asking those questions. Who will help us? There are stones covering our breakthroughs. You know this is what you should be, where you should be able to get. But there are stones that they've placed. There are impediments. There are things beyond your energy, your strength, your finances. And you are perplexed. Sometimes you start the journey before knowing that you need this. And while they were thinking, God have solved the problem. While you are thinking, he has done it.
Amen.
While you are thinking you're going to fight the devil, he has fought him and won the battle for you.
Amen.
But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large for even men to roll. That is my version. Then, on entering the tomb, they saw a young man clothed in a what? White robe. And they were sitting on the right side and they were alarmed. Instead of being happy, they were what? Ah, whose grave Luther have come to take this body. And he's taking it away and he's sitting there. Aye. I haven't seen such a great Luther before. Because you should go with the dead body. But he was sitting down there just for them to know. But he said to them, do not be afraid. The resurrection brings a message that we don't need to be afraid. Amen. That if there is fear, don't be afraid. What everybody is afraid of is death. The man has overcome what men are afraid of. No matter how difficult or whatever situation you fall in, and as if there is no way out, he said, don't be afraid. If you lose your job and you don't know the next meal that is going to come to you and your family, he says, don't be afraid. If you are sick and as if your end is coming, as if there's no hope for your life, he's saying that, don't be afraid. For the message of resurrection has taken away fear. It should drive away every fear. Everything that you're going through, no matter how difficult it is, there is resurrection. Amen. The resurrection power is there. So don't be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. Jesus is not among the dead. If you're looking for Jesus, it is not the graveyard. He might have a grave there, but he's not in the grave. Seek him among the living. He is alive. That is why you can pray and expect an answer. You don't pray to people you are not sure. There are some people we pour libation to. But we are not sure whether that my father who is dead, what I'm pouring, whether he understands or sees what I do. But there is a proof about Jesus that his body is not in the grave. All the masters, all the leaders, they might have promised us doctrine or the way to please God, the way to live with man, the way to do A, B, C, D. The only master that proved that, yes, I'm only showing the way, but I am the way. The others are trying to show us the way. But he is the way. Amen. So everything, everybody seeking that way. But he said, I am the way. I have resurrected. So he said, don't be afraid. I am alive. But he said to them, do not be afraid. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where you laid him. Don't see Jesus among the dead. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. He is alive. So he continues. But go. Say, go. Tell his disciples. And what? And who? Was Peter not one of the disciples? So why did he mention Peter's name? Will Peter have the boldness after the last hour denying Jesus? Sometimes we have that guilt. and we can't go close. So he said, no. Tell the disciples, don't leave Peter. I'm mentioning his name. Tell Peter too that I say, no matter what he's done, he shall come. Some of us might have denied Christ several times. But today, Jesus says, you are all part. Come. In fact, Peter ran. But go tell this disciple that he's going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. So when they told him, Peter and John, they started running to the grave to go and find her. Because these women, they say these women, everything they make, yeah, everything they see things. So we won't go and see by ourselves. Even when they see a stick, they say it's a snake. So Peter, let's go and. So Peter therefore went out, and this other disciple, which is John, and were going to the tomb. But John was faster than, you see. So they both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. But he was afraid to go inside. And he stooped down and looking in, saw the linen cloth lying there, yet he did not go in. Then Peter came. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into what? The tomb. If Peter hadn't gone there, like he's not Peter. Peter, he will enter. Following him, and went into the tomb, and they saw the linen cloth lying there. What they put him in was there. The person, he came out of it. And the handkerchief, and the head, the handkerchief that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloth, but folded together in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who came to the tomb first went in also. I feel he saved. Some of us always like people to first try something. So he went in also and saw and did what? Believed. So this is not the figment of the disciples' mind. People think, oh, maybe they thought he rose up. In fact, they found it very difficult to believe. The Bible said that when they told them they didn't believe, Jesus then have to go to them personally. It's not one person that saw it. He revealed himself to one by one, then sometimes in a group. Then at a point, he revealed to about 500 people at the same time. So 500 people cannot hallucinate and see the same thing. And that he was seen by over what? I just made it moderate. Over what? 500 brethren. Let's move a little bit. That's 5. And that he was seen by Cephas, by the 12. After that, he was seen by what? Over 500 brethren at once. At once, like as you are in this church. Then Jesus comes. Zoom. You see those who run. Commotion. After that, he was seen by James, then by all the disciples. At a point, he was sent to prove to them he was alive, but still. So it's not people who had the thing in their mind that the man will resurrect, so they saw it. Even when he revealed himself, they were finding it very difficult to believe. He has to prove himself. That morning, when people heard that the women came and announced it, and the whole village, the whole town was in commotion, that the women said they went there and they saw that the man have resurrected. So people were going to Emmaus, some two disciples. So they were moving. And they were talking. Hey! Kwaku, these women don't kill us. Every day they have a story. Kwaku said, ah. They said, Jesus has resurrected. Have they seen Romans killing somebody and the person resurrecting? Yes, and certain women of company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. I hear news born on all the radio stations. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. So they were debating it. One said, ah, this woman, they were destroying so. They would say, oh, it might be true because they didn't see the man. And say, were you there? Did you see it? While they were going and talking and chatting, a third man joined them. And he said to them, what kind of conversation is this that you have with one another as you walked and are sad? A resurrected man, but they are sad. And he said to them, okay, the 18. Then the man, the one whose name was Cleopas, answered and said to him, are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? Papa, all this news that have gone all over Jerusalem, that those ladies, their news have spread all over, but we haven't seen the man too. Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem? And have you not known the things which happened there in these days? What happened? And they said to them, what things? So they said, Jesus asked them, what happened? So they said to him, the things concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, see, mighty indeed and works, because if he speaks, it's great. He doesn't only speak, he works what he says. This man, whatever he says he will do, he does it. So our hope was in it. Who was a prophet, mighty indeed, and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we were hoping that it was he who was going to redeem Israel. They were looking for a physical redemption. Someone who came and deliver them from the Romans and give them independence. The one who is going to give us independence. Redeem Israel. Indeed, beside all this, today is the third day since these things happened. Yes, and certain women of our company who arrived at the tomb early astonished us. When they did not find his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angel who said he was alive. They haven't seen him, but the angel said he's alive. And that's the debate. Did they really see the angel? So Jesus and certain of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see. Now the question is, did he resurrect or somebody took him away? The angel that spoke, they were not there. Peter didn't see the angel. James didn't see the angel. It is only the women who said they saw the angel. But truly, there was a confirmation of what they saw. So they went back. So it became a debate. Some say it's true. Some say it's not true. Some say, oh, this one. Some say it's alarm. Some say, oh, it's Sakawa. The people try to deceive us. So, then he said to them, oh, foolish ones. Jesus is the one who said this. That's what I'm pronouncing. And slow of heart to believe in all that the prophet has spoken. Sometimes you can have, some people have slowness of heart to believe because they think they are smart in their brain. That whatever the Holy Spirit is doing, they want to analyze it. Slow. The person has resurrected. We are trying to reason the resurrection. He said, why? He's told you before. Scriptures have said it. So he took them to the prophet. So continue. He and beginning at Moses from Genesis and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. It is the Bible that proved that Jesus is alive. You don't use anything to explain the resurrection of Christ. You use the scriptures to explain, and that can create faith in them. And beginning, so while they were going, he took them through all the scriptures. Then at the end, then they drew near to the village where they were going, and he indicated that he would have gone further. Jesus decided that he was going further. So the people didn't know that he was Jesus. They have walked with him. They have seen him before. But the resurrected Jesus, they couldn't recognize. Probably in their mind. You see, when somebody, you think somebody is dead, and you meet him, you may not know he's the one. Because your mind has crucified him, killed him. So, but they constrain him, saying, abide with us, thank God. He said, don't go. The word was so nice. He said, don't go. Sit down with us. Live here so that tomorrow you can go. For abide with us, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is far spent. Thus, you use it for the dead. This is all for the dead, for the living. Abide with me. So that's good. They are good choruses. What beautiful voices. They say, abide with us. Until he abide with you, you cannot have the revelation. Until you invite him to live with you, to stay with you. Resurrection, to know the resurrection power, we need to invite him to live with us. Jesus must abide with us. So in abiding with them, he then decided to eat with them. Now it came to pass, as he sat at table with them, that he took what? Bread. Blessed and broke it and gave it to them. Then what? Then their eyes were what? And they knew, not they saw. When their eyes got open, they knew. We must know him. That's what Paul was crying for, that I may know him and the power of the resurrection. May God open our eyes that we may know him as the resurrected Christ. Some of us want to know him only as the son of Mary in a manger, which Herod tried to chase, tried to kill, and the mother running away with him into Egypt. This is a different Jesus. Not the same baby, but the resurrected Christ. The sword of a man have no power over him. Demonic forces have no power over him. Their eyes got open and they saw that he was Christ. Until your eyes just open, you will be arguing that he didn't resurrect. You may walk with Christ, but not know that he is Christ. The people had walked with him. They were talking with him. He was teaching them. They knew his voice, but their eyes were closed. There are so many things God has prepared for us. May our eyes be opened by the power of the resurrection. Amen. It is when your eyes get open and you get to know, then you can benefit. Look, if you know the power that dwells in you, explosive power. Amen. A power that cannot be defeated. Amen. But why are we down? Lack of knowledge. You can hold power and know you don't have power. You can have power, and the one who don't have power, that knows you have power, can control you and make you use your power to work for him. I pray that we will understand. The moment you get born again, our preaching, our beliefs, what makes it very strong is the resurrection. If Jesus had not resurrected, our preaching would be futile. What we are preaching would be useless. It will have no foundation. It is the resurrection. In fact, the early church, what they were preaching was resurrection. That Jesus who died, who was killed, now was risen, has risen from them. It's only a resurrected Savior that can save a dead people. I pray that the resurrection power will come into your life. Amen. If anything in your life is dead, don't throw in the towel. May your eyes be open. And may you be restored.
Amen.
If they have sealed you in some place and you are struggling to come out, the resurrection morning, the stone be taken away.
Amen.
May you come out from your sicknesses, your diseases, your calamities, your struggles, and what is happening to you. May you come out of it.
Amen.
For the resurrection means freedom from the devil's work. May Christ show himself unto you. When he broke it and their eyes got open. I love it. Their eyes got open and they knew that this was Christ. They heard him. They saw him. But their eyes were closed. We come to church. We hear the message all the time. But sometimes our eyes are closed. Paul says that the eye of my understanding, your understanding, will be enlightened. It is then that you can enjoy the inheritance of the saint. So God has prepared great things for us, but it takes understanding. It takes what? I pray that we will understand the resurrection. My desire and cry is that you will understand the resurrection. Once we understand the power of the resurrection, look, there is nothing that can keep you down. He is now alive, sitting at the right hand side of the Father. That anytime you pray, the prayer goes through him. The Bible says he intercedes on our behalf. So that you don't feel like, oh, minsem fata. So now you know you are praying and you've done some sins, so you are not even confident. Like Peter. You are praying, I said, pray a kwa, eh, nyambeti. I said, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you all your unrighteousness. Really, if you repented, really, if you confess it, that moment, you see, God do not see you as, what's your name? Afre. As Afre. When God looks at you, he looks you through Christ. That's why Paul said, I can do what? All things what? Through Christ. Satan sees you, he must see you through Christ. So when he's coming against you, he's coming against Christ himself. The moment we receive him, we receive his resurrection power. The Christ who is alive come to live in us. So we are fighting. Our battle is not now that we are going to start. You know, there are some people you have to start life. There are some group of people. You are born in a village. Your parents are very poor. You have to struggle. Struggle. Sometimes you have to go and work a little and go to school. Be able to pay your school fees and go through. There are some, their parents are very rich. They have their business, a very big business. The moment he finishes, his father gives him a portion of the business to manage with somebody. He's starting on a. While you are looking for capital, he is sitting on capital. So you and this guy, you are going to run the race. Somebody have laid the foundation. Somebody have started the business. Somebody have given you a portion that, look, don't worry. You don't need to go to the bank. You don't need to even sit down and think that I'm going to do it. You don't need to go and pay this and that and that. You don't need to go and register at the Register General. So you start, and now the person, your mate that you started, will now have to come and work and build something up before he can start. We are on top. Everything has been set for you. Just manage it. That is what he's saying. So that is how the Christian warfare is. We are not fighting because we are going to lose the battle. We are fighting a winning battle. It is a playback. Have you watched a playback before? Huh? I like watching playback footballs. When it is Ghana. When it's Ghana. I want people to have the heart problem. The stress. When you finish having your stress and they finish and I know the score, then I'll go and sit down and watch. Once you know the score is a Ghana 4, Nigeria 1. You are not afraid. So you put the thing in and you play. Then Nigeria is trying. My heart does it. As if they are making us, and Ghanaians are making mistakes left and right, I'm not afraid because I know the result. So we are starting from knowing the result of the battle we are fighting. We know the result. We know the end. The resurrection makes us know the end of the battle. So when you are fighting the battle, know that you know the end. The Bible says, you are more than a conqueror. He didn't say you will become a conqueror. He said, you are what? That is you. So when you start, it is only the more. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus' death is the foundation of a Christian. In fact, we have different doctrines in different churches. But when it comes to the resurrection, I don't think any group who is called anything Christians does not believe that he resurrected. We may disagree on everything, but when it comes to Jesus Christ, his death, resurrection, and we must have belief, because unless you believe it to be saved, the Bible says that if you shall believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the what? The dead. And you shall confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord because he got up from death, Lord over death, you shall be saved. That if you confess with your mouth that what? The Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God did what? Has raised him. So your salvation is based. Your faith is based. What do you believe? He said, what do you believe? Believe in your heart that what? That what? That what? That is salvation. No matter what you're going through, believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead. And because he did it, he can do it for you.
Amen.
He said, when you do that, you will be what? Saved. You will be saved from the situation in which you are in. So that is the basis of our faith. You may choose not to believe anything with me. You may disagree with me in different things. But when it comes to the resurrection, I want us to be on the same page. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because that is the one that brings salvation. God bless you.